We read in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. We've looked at this verse before. 2 Corinthians 4, we have seen it before, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Now, that verse teaches us, you see, by the way, this chapter goes back to the beginning of creation. In chapter 4, verse 6, it says, in the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And He compares that to our being born again, when light just comes into our heart. And in verse 16, He's talking again about in the initial creation where every day something happened. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, till it was perfect. So He says, in the same way, in our life, our inner man, just like in Genesis 1, must progress more and more and more and more every day. It means our growth must be continuous. There must never be any backsliding in our life. That's God's perfect will for us. So as I've observed a lot of Christians, even in CFC through the years, in many, many churches that I've had the opportunity now to observe hundreds and hundreds of believers in our own churches fairly closely over a period of 40 years, I have been greatly saddened and grieved to see this lack of growth. There are good brothers, but they remain good brothers without any spiritual progress and discernment and without greater godliness. It's like a kid who's getting 100% every year, but he's in the first standard every year. What's he who's getting 100% every year if you remain in the first standard or first grade? So there must be progress, and we must not be satisfied in our life if that is not happening. Think of God as a father. How would you feel as a father if your child is not growing taller? When it's 1 year, 2 years, the same size? Or when it's 3, 4 years old and it can't even speak, can't even say a few words? And it grows up, and when it's 10 years old, it can't add 2 plus 2. You'd really be grieved. And I really believe God is grieved when He does not see His children progressing. Every parent would be grieved if their child fails in one class and loses 1 year in school. Not 2 years, 1 year. You're grieved. You expect your child to go to the next class in 1 year. And I want to say to you in Jesus' name, to everyone sitting here, now if you're not born again, that means you have not surrendered to Christ, Christ has not become Lord of your life, then you're not even in school. Then you're like these children of laborers and all who play in the mud and the sand the whole day. They're 20 years old, they learn nothing. You're like that. But if you're born again, you've really surrendered your life to Christ, you have entered school. And then there should be a progress in your life every single year. If not every single day, which is a very high standard. Paul writes this testimony. He had come to such a level where there was progress in his life every day. We can get there if we are wholehearted, maybe after 40, 50 years. But at least in the beginning, there should be progress every year. So it's good for us to examine ourselves at least once a year. You know, God has made the earth to go around the sun in 365 and a quarter days. So by the time it comes back to the same place, it's good to check up if we've made some progress in that one period, in that one cycle. And as I've tried to understand what the reason for this is, one is, like I've often said, there is a lack of assurance in the hearts of many, many of God's people that God has really accepted them. They're always struggling to be accepted. You know, even children want to be accepted. Children feel very inferior if the others in school don't accept them. And I believe our security must come in knowing that God has accepted us. That's the first step. You must be absolutely sure that God has accepted you. If you're not sure of that, don't wait for somebody in CFC to tell you that. You know, I never tell people, you're a child of God. God has accepted you. I mean, I may say it from the pulpit, but I don't go to an individual and say that because I don't know. It's hard. The Bible says in Romans 8 and verse, if you don't know this verse, please see it, Romans 8 and verse 16. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I want to say to all of you, I plead with you, my beloved brothers and sisters, don't rest until the Holy Spirit has given you a witness in your spirit that you are a child of God. Every elder in CFC putting you on the CFC commitment list and calling you a child of God will not save you. You can still go to hell. I believe there are many people who sit in commitment lists of CFC who are not going to enter the kingdom of heaven because they are satisfied with man's acceptance. Don't ever be satisfied with that. That is only for earthly purposes. You must be absolutely sure yourself that the Holy Spirit has borne witness in your spirit that you're a child of God. In the Old Testament, it was not like this. If you were born into the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you were circumcised on the eighth day, you're an Israelite. It was an external thing. You didn't have to worry about anything. But in the New Covenant, it is an inner birth, which I don't know whether it's taken place. Over a period of years, I may be able to see it. But in the beginning, I don't know. That's why we wait sometime even to baptize people. And even baptism, we may baptize the wrong people. I'm sure I've baptized some people, sincerely, but who are going to hell. Yeah, I know it. Because they backslid after they were born again, or they were never really saved. They fooled me. Do you know in Acts chapter 8, there was a magician who fooled even Philip? The anointed deacon Philip was fooled, and he baptized a person, and then Peter and John came and said, hey, you're not even converted. So mistaken baptisms have taken place even in the Acts of the Apostles. We can't guarantee that everyone who's baptized is a child of God. That's why I say to you parents, don't be satisfied that your child is baptized. Now, heaven is guaranteed. Not necessarily. I hope they're following the Lord. Hebrews 3 and verse 14 says, if we hold fast to the beginning of our confidence, firm until the end, then we are made partakers of Christ. But the Holy Spirit will bear witness to you. So seek for that witness of the Holy Spirit in your spirit, where the Spirit of God says, you're a child of God. God is your Father. And it's the Holy Spirit in verse 15, when it comes in, cries out, Abba, Father. There's a sense that the Holy Spirit says, God in heaven is my own dad. Do you have that assurance? If there's anybody sitting here without that assurance, I want you to seek God earnestly. From today, seek Him earnestly. Because we don't want you to be lost. We want you to be absolutely sure, every single one of you, that the Spirit of God gives you a witness, you're a child of God, and cries out, Dad. That is the number one step. And to always be there, to always remember that your Father in heaven cares for you. Cares for the hair on your head. He cares for you more than the sparrows in the world and calls you the apple of His eye. To find that security that He rejoices over you. This is very, very, very important. And this is one of the main reasons many people do not grow. They lose that assurance. So they give it up. They don't live every day in that assurance. Every day you must wake up with that assurance, God in heaven is my Father. And He's planned my day today. I don't know what's going to happen, but He's my dad and He's undertaken for everything. I go forth today with the assurance that my Heavenly Father has already provided for everything needed for me in my life. So that's a wonderful way to begin and to live our life and to find our security there. And I believe that if I find my security in that, you'll find that you're also, you don't end up in competition and with other believers, and you don't find yourself jealous that somebody has more than you. If your Heavenly Father has decided to give more to somebody, you say, well, praise the Lord. It's my dad in heaven who decided he must have more than me, or that he should be better looking than me, or that she should be more intelligent than me. That's my Heavenly Father. Well, praise God. If my dad in heaven decided that, I'm happy. You'll never, 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 I'll tell you honestly from my experience, you'll never be jealous of anybody. You'll never be in competition with anybody. You will never even compare yourself with anybody on the face of the earth once you know God is your heavenly dad. It is the secret of constant spiritual development.